Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Prior to the overturning of Roe v. Wade, we heard repeatedly that abortion jurisprudence was settled law. Move along, they said. The Supreme Court has ruled. Abortion is legal. Period. Paragraph. Then along came the summer of 2022 and the miracle of the Dobbs decision. 50 years of bad law was overturned in one fell swoop. As Roe v. Wade was relegated to the ash heap of history, the issue of abortion was returned to the states, and if yesterday was any indication, it's anything but settled law in the state of Montana. At issue was Senate Bill 154, a bill to define Montana's constitutional right to individual privacy as it applies to abortion. Pro-life and pro-abortion advocates showed up in force, and at times the hearing was raucous. It all began when Senate Judiciary Chairman Keith Regeer stepped out of his position as chairman to present Senate Bill 154 as the bill sponsor. Vice Chairman Barry Usher assumed the chairmanship, and the hearing was off and running. Senator Regeer opened on his bill and immediately attacked the Montana Supreme Court's 1999 decision in Armstrong v. State. That decision is Montana's equivalent of Roe v. Wade. The difference is that Roe was predicated on a made-up right to privacy in the U.S. Constitution, whereas Armstrong was based on an explicit right to privacy in the Montana Constitution. Regeer asserted that Armstrong was decided using the same logic as Roe, and since Roe was overturned by the Dobbs decision, the logic in Armstrong failed by extension. He also pointed out that Montana's constitution protects an individual right to privacy, and since a mother and child have different DNA, we're not just talking about the mother's right to privacy. In essence, the mother's right to individual privacy does not allow her to infringe on her baby's individual right to privacy by having an abortion. When Senator Regeer took his seat, the proponent stepped to the podium and began speaking in favor of the bill. That's when the fireworks began. Vice Chairman Usher admonished everyone to stick to the subject of the bill, which was privacy. In an effort to maintain control, he was not going to allow witnesses to stray into areas such as the morality or immorality of abortion itself. Proponents did a decent job getting through testimony with only a couple of warnings. Then it was the opponent's turn, and things went downhill from there. Usher repeatedly warned the pro-abortion witnesses to get back on the bill, and at one point a nurse began questioning the vice chairman himself, something that's never allowed. That same nurse was later asked if the DNA of a fetus is unique and different from the DNA of the mother. She refused to respond. It was reminiscent of last year's U.S. Supreme Court confirmation hearing when Ketanji Brown Jackson refused to define the word woman. In the end, both sides had their say, and because of the large number of Republicans, the bill is almost certain to pass out of committee. Next stop is the Senate floor, where the fireworks are sure to continue, because as we all know, the issue of abortion is anything but settled law. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.